The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. It's probably obvious to everybody in the room that today's central scriptural message must be about gratitude and souvenirs, right? So what about that? First, we hear about Naaman and his seemingly goofy request for 2 mule loads of earth to take back to his homeland so that from then on, all his prayers would be directed to the God of Israel. What we heard doesn't do much to make the story really understandable. Here's what you need to know. Naaman was the commander of a foreign army. He shows up in Israel only because he'd heard of Elisha's holiness and was hoping that he could get relief from a disfiguring skin disease that's translated as leprosy here. The Israelite king suspects it's a trick to start a war. Elisha knows better and sends instructions to Naaman to go wash in the Jordan. Naaman thought, "Well, that's kind of dumb. I could have washed in a river back home." And he got angry and was going to leave. He had to be prodded by his servants to take the plunge. So, reluctantly, he went into the Jordan, as Elisha had said. And that's where our reading today picks up the story. And Naaman's souvenir took me back in time to when our daughter Rachel was very young, and we would go during July or August, as most people in Tucson seem to do, we would go to San Diego for a little cool weather. Rachel pretty much lived in Oshkosh Bagosh overalls back then, the cutest kid clothes ever. And when we would be making our one last stop at the beach before heading home, she would roll up her pant legs and stuff the cuffs and stuff her pockets, all of her pockets, with wet sand and seashells to take back to her own sandbox at home. It was a wonderful illustration of how when we encounter the beauty of God's creation, when we encounter God's love, we don't want to leave it behind. We don't want to lose our connection to that feeling of safety and belovedness. Now, in today's gospel story, only one of 10 cured lepers returns to thank Jesus. Does that mean that he was the only grateful one? I don't think so. But I do think he was the only one who recognized the great, great volume, the beautiful, strong connection that he was having with divine love in that moment. He had the willingness and the ability to recognize how deep that experience really was. And that, for me, is the heart of today's scripture. The willingness and the ability to recognize God's presence, God's love, mercy, provision in our lives as they are happening in our lives right now. When Jesus says to that man, "Your faith has saved you," does that mean that the other nine are having their disease restored because they didn't say thank you? I used to think that might be a just punishment for those ingrates. I don't think that's true. All of them were cured, but only the one had the ability to recognize what went far more than just skin deep. The one who allowed divine love to touch not just his body, but his soul. That person was glimpsing heaven right then, right there. The all-encompassing immersion in divine love, then and there. My friends, that's salvation. That's what salvation is, knowing in the moment that we are held. Seeing beyond our limited ideas of what's gratifying and falling into that divine embrace that just waits to be recognized within us and among us and all around us. That's the embrace that awaits us at the foot of these steps in just a few minutes. So when you come here then, be here then.